Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Celtics fans are remembering JoJo White, the soft-spoken Celtics point guard who died yesterday at the age of 71. White spent 10 years with the Celtics during the 1970s, winning two titles. The team has retired his number 10 jersey. Joining us to talk about this is Boston Globe sports columnist and author Bob Ryan. Morning. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
You are welcome.
So the Celtics have had a lot of legendary players. Where does JoJo White fit on that list? What do you think he meant to the team?
Well, he meant a great deal to that particular team because what he provided for them at a time when they really needed it was instant offense. He was in a transition period. His rookie year was 1969-70. The team was in its first season after the retirement of Bill Russell and also Sam Jones. And as a rookie, he gave them some offense that they really needed. And then in the next two or three years, he continued to grow and learn the offense and learn how to be a point guard and as well. But what he gave them was a source of offense that they really needed at that time. Mm-hmm.
In offering condolences, a lot of people close to the Celtics say that JoJo White's death has been a particularly difficult one. Why do you think that is?
Well, JoJo, he's the first person of that group to pass on. I was thinking about this. I'm feeling very melancholy because I was a rookie writer the year that he was a rookie player. So that was why I call that my group. I was very attached to that group emotionally, and they've had remarkable sustaining power. But JoJo really is the first prominent player of that group to die, and I think it's going to hit them all a lot. This is a mortality moment for a lot of people, I think, who played on that team.
So I'm assuming you met him.
Oh, yeah.
And, so tell us about him off the court.
He was a wry humor. He was known to be quiet, but he was sly, and he had a nice a grin. He was the best dressed Celtic ever. When I think of JoJo, I think of the fact that he looked immaculate no matter what he was doing. Never did he step out in public when he didn't look like a fashion plate. And then as he when he retired, he didn't gain an ounce. He always looked like he was ready to come back and play. That's the thing. I bet a lot of people will remember about JoJo is his sense of fashion, way ahead of his time in that league.
And often described as soft-spoken. Tell us a little bit about his personality.
Well, he had a nice modulated voice. He had a FM radio voice. he had a nice little sense of humor. And he's from St. Louis, McKinley High School. He said, "I didn't grow up in the ghetto, but I was on the front door of the ghetto." and he would say things like that. But he was quite proud of his, he was proud, too, as a player. And he knew his value in that team. He knew they needed that offense, and he was a clutch shooter. The only thing about JoJo that wasn't smooth or elegant was his actual jump shot. His crowning moment game was this 1976 triple overtime game 5 against Phoenix. He had 33 points, and 15 came in the overtimes, and yeah, he was invaluable. And the lasting moment I can see of JoJo was in the last minute of play, and he was sitting on the floor during a timeout, during a free throw, that he was exhausted. He had played 60 minutes in this game, and it was really a magnificent performance.
Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe, thanks so much for being with WBUR for Morning Edition to remember Celtics great JoJo White.
You're welcome.